9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know it.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field. A beautiful Thursday evening for baseball here in Frisco, Texas. It's game three of the six-game set between the Frisco Rough Riders and the visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles. Game number 60 overall on the season on this June 13th evening. Magic number for the Rough Riders to clinch the first half of the Texas League South for the first time since 2014 has dwindled down to six, courtesy of a loss by Midland in Wichita last night, paired with a monstrous win for the Rough Riders over the Sod Poodles. We'll be joined by the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, in just a few minutes. I'm Luke Maley. You're listening to Rough Riders Baseball here on the Riders pregame show. An exciting pitching matchup going on today. Jameson Hill, a familiar face for this Rough Riders offense, will take the mound for the Sod Poodles. On the season, Hill 1-5 with a 7.87 ERA. And that's 44 earned runs in 50 and a third innings pitched. The numbers that jump out at you is 73 hits allowed, 11 of those homers. Hill coming off of a start at the AAA level back on June 7th, where he allowed 5 earned runs on 5 hits, 2 of those homers, issuing 4 walks with 2 strikeouts over 4 and a third innings. He was sent back to Amarillo and will make his first start at the AA level since that 4 and a third innings start in AAA for Reno. Hill, a 25-year-old from San Diego, California, and the Rough Riders have seen him a pair of times this year. He's 0-1 with an 11.57 ERA. The Rough Riders have done some damage against the Amarillo right-hander. Over 9 and a third innings pitched, he surrendered 12 earned runs, 16 hits, 3 of those homers, with 5 strikeouts and issuing just 1 walk. On the other side, it's Ben Anderson who gets the ball for the Riders. The 26-year-old from Rexford, New York, is 4-3 with a 4.15 ERA. That's 20 earned runs over 43 and a third. And he's coming off a really good start on the road at Corpus Christi. He went 6 scoreless, 3 hit innings against the Hooks, and took home his 4th win of the season. A guy that, when he commands the strike zone, is really, really good. Just 9 walks issued over 43 in the third innings pitch, 35 strikeouts, so not a huge strikeout type of pitcher, but just commands the zone. And if you ask any of these Rough Riders catchers, when Ben Anderson is on, he's the easiest guy on this staff to catch. He hits his spots and gets a ton of soft contact. He has faced Amarillo a pair of times on the year. He's 1-1 with a 2.45 ERA in that span. 3 earned runs over 11 innings of work, surrendering 10 hits with 10 strikeouts. One of those 10 hits was a homer. He didn't issue any walks in those 11 innings of work. So Ben Anderson, the right-hander, gets the ball for the Riders against Jameson Hill. Should be a fun one. Game 3 of the series just a few minutes away. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders right fielder tonight, Josh Hatcher.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders right fielder tonight, Josh Hatcher. Josh, thanks for taking the time. And let's just go to last night. Another huge night for you. It's been a great start to this series. 6 RBIs for the first 2 games. You hit one out last night. What are you seeing up there at the plate?
I'm seeing it pretty good right now. Didn't see it too well in Corpus Christi. But, you know, it's a long season, so you just stay to it, stick to your plan, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It's a really long season, and there's going to be ups, there's going to be over days, and it seems like every time you run into a little bit of a stretch where you're down and maybe have an over stretch or just not hitting like we've seen you throughout the year, it seems like you answer right back in a new series with a huge series, and that's what we've seen so far in this first two games against Amarillo. You go back and you say that Corpus wasn't all that great for you, but mentality-wise, what's the thought process going ups and downs? You know, you got to weather that storm, but you're one of four players in the Texas League that have an average over 300, so you've been able to pull yourself out of those ruts. What's the thought process been like for you?
Just being the same person every single day. You know, it's a long season. There's ups and downs, but never getting too high, never getting too low, you know, just trying to stay at like a even keel and like really being in tune with who you are as a person really helped. So
and Josh, the numbers for you have been pretty good against this Amarillo staff, and is there any reason for that, or just we've seen six home runs from you this year, another one yesterday, and five of them have come against the Sod Poodles group. You go back to the last time Amarillo came here to Riders Field, and you had a really big moment. Talk to me a little bit about that walk-off home run, and then maybe a little bit of a similar plate appearance last night.
I think the first time they came here, I was just seeing it really well. It's kind of one of those things, you know, you're just going so well that anything that's thrown, I mean, you just feel like you're going to hit it no matter what it is. But that's how I was feeling then. And then last night, it was the same guy. I didn't even know until I went back on deck after they changed the pitcher. And then really it was almost the exact same pitch in the same spot. So, I mean, I guess I put the same swing on it.
Yeah, it looked very, very similar. Talking with Josh Hatcher here on the pregame show. And Josh, we joked a little bit earlier. Rashi was on the mound. He's since been moved up to AAA after last night. But a very similar pitch, and we were talking just a few weeks ago on the podcast that you didn't want to see the curveball from him, so you were hunting fastball back on that walk-off home run against him. Was it the same thing last night, just stay away from that curveball, or what was the thought process there?
My first at-bat, it was like a check swing ground ball on a fastball. So my guess was they were going to try to do the same thing, go in the same spot with a fastball, and it wasn't the same spot, but it was the right pitch. So, I mean, it was the pitch I was looking for, so I just put a good swing on it.
No doubt. We mentioned the six RBIs in two games here in this series. You've paced the Rough Riders this year. Your next one will be number 40. That's put you in a tie for second in the Texas League. Is there anything to it for you, hitting with runners in scoring position or situational hitting that you feel like you really just excel at, or is it just another at-bat and just happen to be right place, right time?
I think it's a right place, right time. You know, I love the guys hitting in front of me, whether I'm hitting fourth or fifth or whenever that may be. Those guys get on base a lot, and they're tremendous base runners. And so when you're hitting with guys in scoring position, you know, less than two outs, then it's kind of really a comfort that all you have to do is really put the ball in play somewhere, and they'll just do the rest for you.
Chatting with Rough Riders right fielder and first baseman Josh Hatcher on the pregame show. And Josh, the magic number for you guys is down to six with a Midland loss yesterday to Wichita, ahead of game three of this series here tonight. The magic number is down to six, and I'm sure you guys are beginning to think about it. It's in a really good spot for you guys. What's the mentality like as a team? Are you guys focused on trying to get this clinched at home, or does it really matter, just want to get the job done?
We just want to get it done. We knew it would be like a lot of things would have to happen for us to do it here this week, but we just want to take it one game at a time, and whether that happens here or happens in Midland next week, you know, that's what we're looking forward to, is, you know, clinching and like getting that playoff berth.
No doubt. Well, the Rough Riders' magic number sits at six before game three of this six-game series against the Sod Poodles. Josh, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll come back on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we do, we'll get you the starting lineups for game three of this six-game series against the Sod Poodles.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high at Top Riders Field, let's go ahead and get to the starting lineups for Game 3 of this six-game set. First for the visitors, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, managed by Tim Bogar. They'll line up as follows. Giancarlo Cintron back in the leadoff spot playing shortstop again tonight, followed by Matt Beatty, the first baseman, who had a short night last night after being ejected in that first inning. Tim Towle will bat third. He's the second baseman. Caleb Roberts is the designated hitter in the cleanup spot. Behind him is A.J. Vukovic, the center fielder, batting fifth. Batting sixth is the third baseman, Ivan Melendez. Kevin Graham slides into the seventh spot in this order. He's the left fielder here tonight, followed by the catcher, J.J. DeRozio. Christian Robinson is back roaming right field and rounds out the order for the Sod Poodles. Again, for Amarillo, it is Cintron, Beatty, Tawa, Roberts, Vukovic, Melendez, Graham, DeRozio, Robinson. Should be an exciting matchup. We'll step aside one last time on the pregame show. When we come back, Zach Bigley will take us the first pitch, and we'll grab you those starting lineups for the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit RidersBaseball.com/groups for more.
Is gone.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night. It's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
From Frisco, Texas, we welcome you into Riders Field for another game between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
Looking down the stretch of the first half of play, Frisco's magic number to clinch the postseason stands at 6 with 10 games remaining in the first half. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. I'm very happy to have you wherever you're watching or listening on this Thursday evening. The Rough Riders coming in with the best record in the Texas League at 39-20, 5 games up on Midland, while Amarillo comes into today's game 26-33 on the season. As Ben Anderson gets his warm-up tosses in, Luke, let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, the Riders riding a 3-game winning streak. They'll line up as follows under manager Carlos Cardoza tonight. The center fielder Kellen Strom will lead things off, followed by the designated hitter Liam Hicks. Batting third is the left fielder Aaron Zavala, followed by the cleanup man and third baseman Cody Freeman. Josh Hatcher, you heard from him pregame. He's the right fielder batting fifth. Behind him is the shortstop Maximo Acosta. Abimelech Ortiz will bat seventh and play first base. Brainerd Chavez back in the lineup after a night off. He's the second baseman. And rounding things out for Frisco is the catcher Cooper Johnson. So again, Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Acosta, Ortiz, Chavez, Johnson.
All right, thanks, Luke. And the Amarillo lineup will start with Giancarlo Cintron, Matt Beatty, and Tim Tawa here in the first against Ben Anderson. We're ready for game 3. Happy to have you in game number 60 of the 2024 season. Anderson has his sign in the first pitch, and it sends us off on a pitch outside. 1 ball and no strikes. First pitch at 7:07 in the p.m. tonight. On a 90-degree day with a feels like of 95, it's 52% humidity, sun shining up above. The 1-0. And that one just slips high of the zone. It's 2 balls and no strikes. 7-mile-an-hour winds softly blisting out to left field. 11-mile-an-hour gusts today as well. Cintron, the shortstop, right-handed batter. Here's the stretch from Anderson and the 2-0. That one right down the middle for a strike with a changeup, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders, as Luke mentioned, riding a 3-game winning streak coming into this one. Frisco has won the first 2 games of this series yesterday in dramatic fashion. The pitch on the outside corner is striking. It's 2-2, meaning dramatically large fashion. I think we won at 11-2 with their first double-digit run and double-digit hit performance in over a month. Here's the stretch from Anderson and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs the fastball, and he strikes out Cintron. One out here in the first inning, and that brings the former major leaguer Matt Beatty to the plate.
Yeah, that's a really good sign for Ben Anderson. Not a huge strikeout guy, just his 36th of the season. But to start things off after falling behind to the leadoff man and Cintron, who's been super hot, and then come back to strike him out, is a great sign if you're a Rough Riders fan.
Anderson deals with the left-hander now in Beatty. First pitch. Finds the outside corner at the knees for a strike with a 94-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 0-1. Beatty trying to find his way back to the big leagues after playing in parts of 5 seasons at the major league level. Bring it back to 2018, the 0-1. That one's outside. It's 1-1. When he was coming up through the Dodgers organization, he won the Texas League batting title with the Tulsa Drillers. Here he is with the Amarillo Sod Poodles now at the AA level. Pull side shift on the Rough Riders infield. Anderson readies and deals in the 1-1. Swinging a hard liner up over the second baseman Chavez and out into right field. It's a base hit for Matt Beatty. The first baseman singles after being ejected in the first inning yesterday, arguing a called strike 3. He finds his way aboard, and that brings Tim Tawa to the plate, who has 7 career home runs against the Rough Riders and one of them against Ben Anderson. Anderson making his 3rd start this season and in his career against Amarillo. He has a 2.45 ERA and a 1-1 record. He offers home. Check swing liner foul and caroms down to the dugout for Amarillo. It's 0-1. No score, just underway here in the top of the first inning. Take you through the defense behind Anderson today for the Rough Riders. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Josh Hatcher in right field. Anderson readies in the 0-1. Tawa swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Freeman at third. Max Acosta has the shortstop spot today. Freiner Chavez at second. Abimelech Ortiz mans the right side in the infield at first base, holding on Matt Beatty. And Cooper Johnson puts down the signs for Ben Anderson for the 5th time this season out of his 10 appearances. The offering. Popped foul, back up this way, make a play, Luke. And it's just off to our right side.
One of these days. One of these days. That's the one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good trajectory for it.
Yeah, it's not that screaming back here. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. It's about, what, 5 or 6 feet off to your right?
Yeah. Demon is the second closest.
The 0-2 just dips low on the change, and it's now 1-2. Ben Anderson, the 6'4" right-hander, 200-pounder, 26 years old, out of Rexford, New York. Former 13th round draft selection back in 2019 by the Rangers. Making his 11th outing and his 10th start on the year. The 1-2. High fly ball hit deep down the left field line. Zavala back at the warning track looking, and that one carries out of here way over the in-touch home run terrace. A 381-foot two-run homer for Tim Tawa, and it's 2-0 Amarillo just like that. His 8th career homer head-to-head against the Rough Riders and his 2nd this season against Ben Anderson.
Yeah, really good-looking swing there on an elevated fastball and just turned on it. Tawa's a guy with a lot of power. Second homer of the series, his 12th of the year. And this is unfamiliar territory for the Rough Riders, not only in this series, but as of late, just finding themselves behind early on.
It hasn't happened very often. Caleb Roberts, the left-handed batter now, with a 2-0 advantage for Amarillo in the first, and the offering home is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Anderson's struggles this year have come in the first two innings. That's now 11 runs allowed in the first inning this season for him. He's allowed 7 in the second inning this year, the 0-1. And that's just a hair outside. It's 1-1. While in the third through the seventh innings, just 5 runs allowed. The big bearded right-hander is ready from the stretch. He deals. On the outside corner with a changeup for a strike. 1-2 on Roberts. Anderson began the year with a fastball-curveball-changeup combination in his repertoire. He's added a slider-cutter combination pitch that can kind of dip like a slider or stay a little bit more flat like a cutter, the pitch. That's a little off the plate, and it's 2-2. Missing with that changeup. Anderson trying to find his way out of this first. Now just 1 out and the base is clear. The pitch. Roberts fouls it straight back, and it's 2-2. The Rough Riders, over their last 6 games entering into today, had allowed just 5 earned runs. They're 5-1 during this stretch. That's a 0.85 ERA for this Rough Riders pitching staff over their last 6 games, and now 2 runs allowed in the top of the first inning. 2-2. Swinging a tapper off the plate back to the hill. Anderson waits for it. He's got it and throws over to first to get Roberts 2 away. A.J. Vukovic, the batter now. Vukovic, a big day yesterday with 4 hits. 5-for-9 in this series with a couple doubles and a couple RBIs. 2-0 Amarillo. We play in the top of the first inning. Vukovic, a massively closed-off stance, crowding the plate. First pitch. Takes a strike on the outside corner with a fastball. It's 0-1. This is an Amarillo lineup that is not very potent on the road. They will score some runs at home this season. 0-1. That's outside. It's 1-1. But here they are with a couple runs early on. The funny thing is the Sod Poodles now, including these 2 runs, have scored 5 runs in this series. 1-1. Vukovic watches away, and it's 2-1. 3 of those runs have come off the bat of Tim Tawa as homers. Solo homer in game 1, now this 2-run homer in game 3 in the first inning. Anderson readies from the stretch. A 2-1. Swinging a soft tapper on a check swing back to the hill again. Anderson collects, fires, got him, and the inning is over. A 2-run homer for Tim Tawa, though, makes it 2-0. Sod Poodles out in front of the Rough Riders. We go to the bottom of the first next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders find themselves in an early hole here on Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. The Rowdy at the River is on and popping out beyond right field. Beautiful day to spend your time out there in the water, and a lot of fans taking advantage. It's UFO night. There's a UFO beer stein giveaway. First pitch to Kellen Strom here in the bottom of the first is just inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 to Amarillo thanks to a two-run Tim Tawa homer. Strom, right-handed batter. Jameson Hill, the starter, readies, and he brings it home. Fastball whacked down into right field on a line. Ryan Robinson, who comes in, a half dive in, and he spears it out of the air for the out. Robinson battling the sun, coming in to make a fine catch. One out for Liam Hicks. Kellen Strom retired after a three-hit day yesterday. Liam Hicks is 3-for-6 in the series and has a homer against Jameson Hill this year. 2-0 Amarillo, bottom of the first. First pitch from Hill. Hicks swings and pops it up. Left side, down the line, a long run out for Cintron. The shortstop, it's the left fielder Graham who comes in and makes the catch. Two outs quickly. Just three pitches into Hill's start. Brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. Jameson Hill has had a tumultuous year, especially against the Rough Riders. He's allowed a whopping 12 runs in 9 1/3 innings head-to-head in two starts against Frisco this year. The 25-year-old is pitching in his 8th game and his 7th start head-to-head against Frisco in his career dating back the last three seasons. First pitch, that rides outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. San Diego, California native out of Fresno State University has one start up at the AAA level this year, and he struggled up there. Time called. Zavala steps out. So far this season at the AA level, he's 1-4 with a 7.63 ERA across 10 starts. Opponents are hitting a whopping 342 against him, and he's given up 9 home runs this year. Zavala, left-handed batter. Two outs, bases clear in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Amarillo in the pitch. Up and away, it's two balls and no strikes. Defense behind Jameson Hill today, it's Kevin Graham in left, A.J. Vukovic in center, Christian Robinson in right field. Ivan Melendez has third. Giancarlo Cintron is the shortstop today for the Saudis. 2-0. Swinging a high pop-up into shallow right field. Robinson running in. It's the shortstop Cintron who calls everyone off. Now Robinson, he takes charge and puts it away for the final out of this first inning. Very quick and efficient inning. Just 5 pitches for Jameson Hill. It's 2-0. Amarillo leads it to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Writers Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, Ben Anderson brings us back from break, and he's out on the hill for the Rough Riders here in the second, allowing a two-run homer in the first for the lone runs today by either team. Tim Tawa got him in for that two-run shot, his 12th of the year. He faces Ivan Melendez, Kevin Graham, and J.J. D'Orazio, the 3-2 up in the inning. 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Sod Poodles today. Anderson threw 21 pitches, 13 for strikes in that first inning. Looking to rebound. Melendez digs in from the right side. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, the first pitch on the way. That's up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Melendez is 4 of his 9 homers head-to-head against the Rough Riders. Former University of Texas product. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. Swinging a drive down the left field line in towards the corners. Zavala after it, and he watches it bang off the middle of the fence. He collects and wings it back in, but not before Melendez pulls in at second with just his 5th double of the year. It was a hard shot at 107 off the bat down that left field line. And early on, the Sod Poodles are all over Ben Anderson.
Yeah, and for Anderson, not an overpowering fastball for him. That's a pitch that he generally locates really well. He just left that one middle of the zone towards the top. A power hitter's dream right there, and Melendez made him pay for it.
He's lucky he got on top of that ball. Here's Kevin Graham, left-handed batter, first pitch. He watches low. It's one ball and no strikes. Graham just 1-for-7 in the series of the walk. Luke, it's always kind of funny when we start a series of the day game. It feels like the series has been going on for a lot longer than just the two games coming into today. But here we are in game 3. 1-0. Swinging a bouncer foul to the right side. 1-1.
It's almost like a built-in off day.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel quite right, especially, you know, looking at it from last night's perspective. It feels like it's been forever since we played a game.
Yeah, the day game was under 2.5 hours, and then yesterday, a 7:04 first pitch, 3 hours, 2 minutes. Very different. 1-1, fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes on Graham. The Rough Riders' magic number sitting at 6 coming into tonight's game. So that means any combination of a Rough Riders win and a Midland loss over the next 10 games equaling the number 6 in the Rough Riders clinch. They currently are up 5 games on the Rockhounds. As here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Graham. Inside corner, got him looking. Anderson freezes him with a fastball. He strikes out his second. One away for J.J. D'Orazio, and there's that well-located heater that Luke was talking about. A perfectly located pitch right on the inner edge, just above the knees, and Graham is down on strikes. Catcher J.J. D'Orazio digs in from the right side. Melendez leads from second, 2-0 Amarillo, top of the second inning with one out. Anderson's pitch. Curveball low and outside. One ball and no strikes. And as we mentioned, Midland, Wichita has a 1-0 lead over Midland in the top of the second inning. So the Rough Riders are happy about that, although them being down 2-0 doesn't make them terribly happy. The pitch. Swinging a foul off Johnson, and it's one ball and one strike.
Yeah, that one run for Wichita came on a leadoff homer by Luke Kieschel, his first at the AA level.
Not a guy that they had in their lineup when the Rough Riders last saw Wichita, which was the opening series of the season. It's been a while.
Had the chance to spend some time with Luke Kieschel, a guy that played his final year of college at Arizona State. Saw him in the Cape. Really tremendous hitter and a really good player.
The Cape Cod League, by the way, for those who don't know, summer collegiate baseball. The pitch is a line drive to second. Chavez makes the catch. Throw on to second. Not in time for a double play attempt. A line drive out for D'Orazio. He clubbed that ball at 103 miles an hour off the bat. Christian Robinson, the batter. 2-0 Amarillo. We're in the top of the second. Although the Cape is pretty colloquial among baseball fans, but not everyone knows.
For sure. For sure. It's been interesting here in this one. You go back to yesterday, Zach, and Ryan Garcia gave up some hits early. They were all just bloop hits. Today, the Sot Poodles lineup kind of hitting the ball hard against the right-hander for the Riders.
First pitch to Robinson is high. One ball and no strikes, which can't be a good sign early on, but hopefully Anderson can settle things down. It's the first time through the order finishing here with Robinson. The shadows are not in the hitter's favor either right now. There's a big shadow in between home and the pitcher's mound. The pitch, swing and a miss, big rip from Robinson. It's one ball and one strike. Make it so tough when that ball goes from the sunshine, where Anderson is in the sun, and then into the shade where the batter is. Really tough to pick up spin on the baseball.
Hitting's already hard enough. Don't want to add any extra factors to make it harder. Ben Anderson will take it.
Certainly. 1-1. Fouled away to the right side. One ball and two strikes. It's 2-0 Amarillo in the top of the second with a runner at second and two outs. Anderson looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it. 1-2. Chopper up the third baseline. Freeman charges. He picks. Fires to first on the run. Bullseye. Pretty play by Cody Freeman. And he gets Ben Anderson out of the second inning on a charging play at third. No runs on a hit. No errors. Runner left on the leadoff double for Melendez. Bottom two next. Riders trail 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders trail 2-0 to the last of the second inning from Riders Field. Happy to have you. Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, Maximo Acosta, the 3-2 up for the Riders against Jameson Hill. He had an easy first inning, just 5 pitches to sit the Riders down in order. Tough foe here, though, with Freeman in the first pitch on the way. swinging a high fly ball out to left field, but does not have the legs. Kevin Graham backs up a couple steps, now walks in and makes the catch. Freeman flies out to left. The first out here in the second inning is Jameson Hill has retired all four he's seen on six pitches, all balls in the air in the outfield. Here's Josh Hatcher. Freeman came into this game 4-for-5 with two homers and a double head-to-head against Jameson Hill. Speaking of guys who've had success against Hill, here's Josh Hatcher. First pitch. Hatch, a rare taken strike in the first pitch. It's a fastball at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Hatcher is 5-for-8 with a double, triple, and a homer and six RBIs in the first two games of this series. But it's been a season-long domination head-to-head against the Sod Poodles for him this year. The 0-1, he takes up and away. The count flattens at 1-1. Hatcher is a .347 hitter across 12 games with five homers and 17 runs batted in against the Sod Poodles in just the 12 games. 1-1. He swings and misses and a breaking ball down. That's the changeup, and it's 1-2. Hill, a four-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He rarely throws that change, but tossed one there. One out, bases clear in the second. 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out of the breaking ball below the zone, and Jameson Hill has his first K of the day. Two outs for Max Acosta. Mentioned the seven games and six career starts coming into tonight for Hill against the Rough Riders, dating all the way back to his first appearance against the Riders in 2022. Is a 6.59 ERA against the Riders in his career. Here's Acosta now, right-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball dips below the zone. It's 1-0. The guy who is signed is a non-drafted free agent. Hill first joined the organization at the end of 2021. 1-0 pitch. Acosta swings and misses and a fastball center cut. It's 1-1. Big day for Acosta yesterday. Went 3-for-5 with his first career double-A homer out to left field. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball below the zone. It's 1-2, and Hill dealing early on. Trying to start 6 up, 6 down. Acosta calls time and steps out. We like to do a lot of content with these guys and get some behind-the-scenes looks. And Luke, we had a great time earlier today with Max and Andy Rodriguez, one of the Rough Riders relievers, filming a Father's Day dad joke video earlier today. 1-2. Swinging a bouncer right back to the hill. Up over it, the second baseman, Tawa's got it. He throws onto first and retires out Acosta for the final out here in the second. He was laughing so hard he almost fell out of his seat with some of those dad jokes. We'll talk about that later. Luke has the mic next. We're going to go to the top of the third. It's 2-0. Amarillo leads the Riders of the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey. Ben Anderson is back on the hill, and he has the Sod Poodles lineup for the second time through. It's the leadoff man, Giancarlo Cintrone, to lead things off here in the third. Amarillo already leading 2-0, courtesy of a two-run blast by Tim Tawa, who is due up in the inning. That was back in the first inning. Anderson comes set. First offering. Called a strike. 0-1. Cintrone struck out his last time up. But he's had a really good stretch. He's 11 for 34 in the month. As he awaits the 0-1, it misses outside. Evens things. At a ball and a strike. Riding a five-game hitting streak. And he has 2 3-hit games in his last three, including last night. Right hitter kicks and fires. Called strike, just clipped the outer edge. And Anderson's ahead 1-2. Zach mentioned earlier the struggles for Ben Anderson in the first two innings throughout the course of this year. He's really settled in innings 2-7. Right-hander kicks and fires, swing and a miss. Got Cintrone to chase a fastball down and away. And for the second time in two trips, Cintrone is down on strikes. Third strikeout for Ben Anderson. One in each inning to this point. Matt Beatty digs in. Beatty's single his last time up. Came on a good-looking changeup. It was on the outer edge to the left-handed hitter. So the first offering runs upstairs. Beatty was somehow able to get his hands around it, pull it over the second baseman Chavez's head. Pull side shift on for the lefty. Righty kicks and fires. Called strike. Got a fastball at the bottom of the zone. Anderson pulls even at 1-1. Those shadows have drifted more towards right field. Approach the sunlight right on the edge of the infield grass. Anderson kicks and fires. Beatty sends this one back out of play. Pretty good crowd on deck tonight for the Rough Riders. A jam-packed Lazy River here on this Thursday, which means it's Twisted Tea Rowdy at the river. The 1-2. Taken upstairs. Fastball from Anderson, and it's 2-2. Well, Matt Beatty was ejected yesterday after striking out in the first inning. That snapped a 6-game on base streak for him. The pitch taken downstairs. And the count moves to 3-2. Beatty entered today hitting just .211 for Amarillo on the year. But in the month of June, he's now registered hits in 7 of his 10 games. But only one of those was a multi-hit affair. He's put himself in a decent position to make that 2-9. Swings and taps this one foul on the right side. And he stays alive. A changeup away. A similar pitch to the one that Beatty pulled over Chavez's head at second base. For that one-out base hit in the first inning. And he came around to score on the two-run homer by Tim Tawa, who stands on deck. Anderson set at the belt. The 3-2 again. Swing, and this one popped back out of play. Beatty battling against the Rough Riders' righty. Last time against the Sod Poodles, Anderson went 5 one-run innings and earned the win. A pitch. This one driven to deep right field. Back goes Hatcher. He's looking at it, and that'll be it. It's out of here. Another homer against Ben Anderson. And Amarillo leads it 3-0. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. And Beatty unleashed on it. 103 off the bat. It traveled 377 feet. Fell just shy of the crowd out there in the Lazy River. First homer as a sod poodle for Matt Beatty. And he's got himself a multi-hit game. Here's Tim Tawa, who homered his last time up. Righty kicks and fires. Tawa takes called strike. Three runs on four hits. All three runs coming on a pair of homers for the sod poodles here through the first three innings. The pitch. This one a broken bat and flared into left center field. A base hit. So Tim Tawa's got himself a multi-hit affair. And the sod poodles have one aboard with one gone here against Ben Anderson in the top of the third. Caleb Roberts will dig in. Roberts bounced back to Anderson his last time up. Lefty wiggles the bat. The first offering from Anderson just misses outside. That was a changeup. Roberts 1-for-6 in the series with a pair of strikeouts, and that's been an issue for him. In the month of June, he struck out 11 times as he sends this one in the air, left side, tailing towards foul ground. Freeman giving chase and a run out of room. Lands just shy of the Riders' bullpen down that left field line.
You could hear Cooper Johnson, the Rough Riders catcher, yelling, "Easy, it's foul," but Freeman barreling after it, even though that thing was about 15 or 16 rows deep.
You gotta love Cody Freeman's energy. It's go, 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 especially after an off day yesterday. Rare off day for the Riders' third baseman, and he's energized here tonight. 1-1 the count on the left-handed hitting designated hitter Caleb Roberts. Anderson's pitch taken, called a strike. Fastball in the bottom third. Mentioned the 11 strikeouts in the month for Caleb Roberts. That's right around 40% of the time. But he has had a power surge as of late. Pitch home, swinging in a foul ball back into Johnson's mitt. And it's another strikeout for Ben Anderson, his fourth. A.J. Vukovich, 0-for-1 today with a ground out back to Anderson that ended that first inning. Vukovich had himself quite a day yesterday. His first four-hit game since August 6th of 2022 when he was playing for Hillsborough. Watches the first offering a bit off the plate. 1-0 advantage. It was the third four-hit game of Vukovich's career. Anderson set at the bat. The 1-0 is fouled back to the screen. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Vukovich leads this sod poodles team in a few offensive categories. He's playing in his 56th game for Amarillo this year, which is the most. He also leads in hits with 57 and doubles with 15. He had two of those last night. 1-1 and a pickoff move, and Tawa's caught in a rundown. Chavez will apply the tag, and that'll get the Riders out of the inning. Good move. A well-timed move, that is, by Ben Anderson. He caught Tim Tawa leaning towards second base, and the Riders are out of the inning. But a solo homer by Matt Beatty, his first as a sod poodle, has given Amarillo a 3-0 lead. We enter the bottom of the third. Riders due up, trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money.
And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Abimelech Ortiz leads off the bottom of the third. Frisco trailing 3-0, and the first offering to Ortiz is called a strike. Fastball at 92, the top of the zone. Abby has picked up hits in three of his last four games after a six-game hitless streak that saw him go 0-15 over that span. The 0-1. Taken, a breaking ball. Called a strike, that time at the bottom of the zone. Ortiz, the 11th-ranked prospect within the Texas Rangers organization. But a guy that's been reeling a bit over the past couple of months. Started the season pretty strong, but been making some tweaks to his swing. It's a guy that knows how to hit. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He's down on three pitches. Second strikeout for Jamison Hill. There's one gone. Seven up, seven down against the Amarillo righty. Rough Riders in the first two meetings with Jamison Hill really had his number. Pushed across 12 earned runs across 9 1/3 innings pitched. But Jamison Hill has been cruising here in this one. Here's Franmer Chavez, the pitch. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. Franmer's had himself quite a stretch. Over his last 10 games, he's 15-37. Hitting just a tick over .400 in that span. He's also scored 9 runs. The pitch. Swinging another foul ball. He's behind 0-2. Chavi did have a 7-game hit streak snapped on Saturday at Corpus Christi. What a stretch it was for him. He had 5 multi-hit performances over those 7 games, and 3 of them were 3-hit affairs. He asks for time here, and he's granted it. But since that 7-game hit streak was snapped back on Saturday, he's 0 for his last 10 in the 3 games he's played in. Looking to get back on track. He's behind, nothing in 2. The pitch, swinging in a hard hit ball down the right field line, but foul. Chavi got out of the box fast on that one. Had to make the trot back in that left-handed batter's box. Faces an 0-2 again. Hill does have a pair of strikeouts. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back case for Jamison Hill. And there are 2 gone here in the frame. Cooper Johnson will look to get something going for the Rough Riders. Here in this bottom of the third. The Riders trailing 3-0. Still in search of their first base runner against the Amarillo right-hander. Johnson really found his swing in the month of May, especially down the stretch in the month. First offering to him, and he checked his swing, made contact, fouled it off to the right side. 0-1. Jameson Hill has done a fantastic job jumping ahead of this Rough Riders lineup. The Riders offensively have been a bit hit and miss as of late. Yesterday, obviously, a fantastic showing for them. 11 runs on 14 hits. The Iwak skips in. Fastball at 93 wasn't a temptation for Johnson. And he pulls even at 1-1. Johnson had the day off yesterday. Did play in game one of this series. Went 0-2, but did work a walk. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Missed inside. Johnson now ahead. Two balls and a strike. Now the Wichita Wind Surge taking on the Midland Rockhounds. They have put up three runs in this bottom of the third inning. It's 4-1 Wichita. The pitch popped up right side and twisting towards foul territory. And Robinson, the right fielder, runs out of real estate. It's 2-2. Rough Riders would love to see that number tick from 6-4 in clinching the first half of the Texas League South. Midland loss would get it down to 5, but the Rough Riders trailing 3-0 here. Johnson lays off a breaking ball outside, and he's worked the count to full. Hill peers in. He's got his sign. Right-hander comes set. Payoff pitch. Another fly ball right side. Beatty giving chase, as is Robinson. It'll land in the third row of the seats. Johnson spoils the pitch. Hill left it middle-middle. It's the slider from the right-hander. Sod Poodle's clad in that baby blue top with the yellow lettering. And the 3-2 again. Hit on the ground, right side, and foul territory. Johnson locked in a battle with Jameson Hill. Top of the order looms for the second time through against the Amarillo righty. Helen Strom on deck. If Johnson finds a way to reach. Eighth pitch of the at-bat on its way. Swing and a miss, and Hill strikes out the sign. He's got 4 strikeouts, 3 in the frame, and the Rough Riders, through one trip through the order, have been retired in order. 9 up, 9 down for Jameson Hill. We head to the top of the fourth. Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
AJ Vukovic will have a fresh count at the dish to open this fourth frame for Baltimore, Ben Anderson. Vukovic was at the plate when Tim Tawo was picked off to end the frame. Vukovic, Melendez, Graham due up in the fourth against Ben Anderson. Right-hander kicks and fires, and the first pitch just misses downstairs. 1-0. Vukovic hitting an even 500 in this series after grounding out his first time up. Taps this one left side, and a foul ball evens things at a ball and a strike. Vukovic now 5-for-10 at a four-hit affair yesterday that featured a pair of doubles and two RBI. Amarillo with just three runs coming into tonight. They've matched it here in this one. This pitch works its way to the backstop. 2-1 advantage for the Amarillo center fielder. Vukovic in the midst of a hot stretch. Over his last five games, hitting an even 450, 9-for-20. And he watches that one for ball three, a changeup. And he's in the driver's seat with a 3-1 count. Last five games have seen three doubles for Vukovic, along with a triple. Does have six homers on the year as he takes a called strike, a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Anderson with a full count now. Right-hander readies the pitch. Swinging a hard-hit ball right to Freeman at third base. He gathers and delivers a strike to Ortiz at first. One gone. Ivan Melendez, who doubled the leadoff the second inning, will get his second crack at Ben Anderson today. Seventh time that Anderson and Melendez have squared up. The first offering is swung on and tapped towards the third base dugout. Cabo Rodriguez came racing out of the dugout. Almost seemed like he was trying to get out of the way of it. Ended up running right into the baseball. We'll give Cabo the benefit of the doubt and say he was trying to stop it. Melendez checks his swing, unable to hold back. 1-1. Right-hander kicks and fires. This one hit hard down the left field line and twisting into the corner. A foul ball. Ball disappeared on us. Just beyond the Rough Riders bullpen. Nothing more than a long strike for Ben Anderson. And Ivan Melendez has to grab his bat. Catch his breath and work his way back to the batter's box. Shorten up a bit. Behind 1-2. The hits for Ivan Melendez have come in bunches this year. Especially over this stretch as he takes called strike three. Got him looking at a heater on the edge. Strikeout number five for Ben Anderson. He's had his put-away stuff tonight. Just made a couple of mistakes. He's allowed an extra base hit in every inning, except for this fourth. Kevin Graham will try to change that. Ben Anderson would love to have his first 1-2-3 frame. Catch home to the lefties, popped back out of play. Kevin Graham had himself a tough stretch. They went from May 26th to June 7th. He went 0-for-18. He watches a pitch downstairs. A changeup that time from Anderson, 1-1. But since that 0-for-18 stint for Kevin Graham, he's picked up hits in four of his last five games, not including tonight. He's 0-for-1. The pitch hits this one high into the sky. Strom ranging in. He's camped under it. Reaches skyward. to retire the side. A 1-2-3 frame for Ben Anderson in the top of the fourth. For the first time tonight, the Sod Poodles are set down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. As the Rough Riders speed through the 2024 Texas League schedule, we're getting ready to head to the racetrack on Friday, June 14th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. Enjoy plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game and make sure to lift in the corners. Get your tickets for June 14th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jameson Hill has faced the minimum through three innings. Here to open the bottom of the fourth, it's the top of the Rough Riders lineup in Kellen Strom. Maybe Strom, Hicks, Zavala do up in this fourth inning. Riders trailing 3-0, still looking for their first base runner. Hill has needed just 30 pitches to get through the first three innings. Right hitter kicks and fires. Strom watches, just missed off the outer edge. Kellen Strom, his first time up, flew out to right. A nice play by Christian Robinson. Pitch, called a strike. Fastball just caught the bottom of the zone. 1-1. That fly out by Strom is the closest the Rough Riders have been to a hit. Took a half dive by Robinson out there on right to retire Strom. Waves and fouls it back into the mitt of J.J. DeRozio. And he's behind 1-2. Strom has hit safely in 8 of his 9 games in the month of June. Picked up 3 hits last night. Marked his first multi-hit game since May 28th at San Antonio. Right-hander kicks and fires. Strom lays off the breaking ball. Pulls even at 2-2. Now with a closed-off stance, he kicks and delivers. Missed inside, and Strom works the count to full. Rough Riders went down in order in the third against Jameson Hill, all via the strikeout, but Hill had to work for those last two. Another 3-2 here. Strom hits this in the air to right center field. Playable for Vukovic. He backpedals and reaches skyward a couple feet in front of the warning track. And Kellen Strom becomes out number one at the bottom of the fourth. Here's Liam Hicks. Flew out to left his last time up. Hicks, he's reached in all 9 games that he's played in this month. 15 hits and 6 walks over that span for a .585 on base percentage. Steps in from the left side and the first pitch he sees misses upstairs. Change up from Jameson Hill, not a pitch that he goes to that often. Fastball, slider, curveball, change mix. But changeup's a bit of a rarity. The 1-0. In the air, left side. Long run for Kevin Graham. And he slides, but it's into the stands. Hicks stays alive. Not only has Liam Hicks been seeing the baseball well, he's been taking his walks, he's been picking up his hits. He's 15 for 32 in the month of June. But he's got five extra base hits, which is tied for the most in a month this season for him. He had five in 21 games in April. Pitch. This one hit hard, and a leaping Tawas snares it out of the air and robs Liam of a base hit. Impressive play by the Amarillo second baseman, and that keeps Jameson Hill. Gives him an opportunity to face the minimum through four. Here's Aaron Zavala from the left side. Zavala flew out his last time up. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Zavala behind 0-1. That's been a bit of an issue for Zavala. He's falling behind early in counts. His batting average jumps up right about 50 points when he's ahead in the count. The 0-1, check swing, called a strike. Fastball on the outer edge. 0-2. The ball in the midst of an 0-for-12 stretch. That's seen him strike out 50% of the time, 6 Ks. But he has managed to reach in 7 of the 9 games in this month. Left-hander behind, 0-2. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5 for Jameson Hill, and he's faced the minimum. Through 4 innings, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Riders in the 4th. We head to the top of the 5th inning, where Zach Bigley will return when we come back. Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sock Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
To the top of the 5th inning, the Riders trailing 3-0 in game number 3 of this 6-game series. Ben Anderson deals with 8-9-1. It's J.J. D'Orazio, the catcher, to lead it off. And the first pitch. That's outside. 1-0 on D'Orazio. He lined out to second his first time up at 103 miles an hour exit velocity. Anderson has allowed 3 runs on 2 homers, a 2-run shot and a solo homer. 1-0. That's up and away, and it's 2-0. 2-run homer by Tim Tawa in the first inning, and then Matt Beatty, a solo homer in the third. And outside of that, he's only allowed 2 other hits. 2-0. Swinging a soft chopper up the third baseline. It's a foul ball. Cody Freeman has it in foul territory. D'Orazio at 0-for-1 mark today, 0-for-5 in the series. A former Blue Jays signee out of Maracay in Venezuela. Came over in the Joaquin Soria deal, sending him to Toronto back in 2021. The pitch, it slips outside. It's 3-1. D'Orazio came up with Amarillo last year after dominating with Hillsborough at the high A level, hitting over 300 with an over 850 OPS, but struggled at the double A level. And he's struggling again offensively this year. 3-1. He fouls it back, and it's 3-2. But still time for the young catcher, just 22 years old. Ponytail out the back of his ball cap. He now takes it off and wipes some sweat off his brow, redons it. Ben Anderson threw 21 pitches in that first inning, and he's done a good job to battle through his first four. It's 74 pitches now. The payoff in, swing and a miss. Went with a high changeup, and he strikes out D'Orazio. That's his sixth strikeout of the season. Of the ball game, and it's one away. His season high and career high in strikeouts, nine. He did that against San Antonio back on May 8th. First pitch to Christian Robinson. A strike on the inside corner with a change. It's 0-1. Former top prospect to the Diamondbacks organization back in 2021. He now sits at number 17 by MLB.com's list. 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2 now on the right fielder, who bounced out to third his first time up. Kind of billed as a guy who has power and speed in that incredible combination. He showed that off a little bit in a small sample size last year. 14 homers, 23 steals, but he's never been a guy who's been able to be on the field for too long. 0-2, changeup dips below the zone, and it's 1-2 on Robinson. So hoping to get more out of him as he continues to play more. 1-2 toss. Strike three called, right down the heart of the plate at the knees with a changeup. Ben Anderson with 7. 2-0 here in the fifth inning, and Giancarlo Cintrone at the top of the order stands in. He's been victimized twice via the strikeout for Ben Anderson tonight. Riders trailing 3-0. Pitching has just been so fantastic for the Riders recently, and the hitting has done just enough. Well, tonight the hitting doesn't have a hit. Anderson doing his best. The pitch. Cintrone pops it skyward, shallow right field. It's the second baseman, Rainier Chavez, who's back to make a basket catch in shallow right. Side retired, and a very nice inning by Ben Anderson in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We roll to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Riders still in search of their first base runner. They trail 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Cody Freeman starts off the last of the fifth for the Riders, trying to pick up a hit against Jamison Hill. The Riders have not had a base runner yet against the right-hander, who's gone 12 up, 12 down with five strikeouts. He's thrown just 42 pitches through his four innings of work. Remember, this was a guy that the Rough Riders this season had faced twice, and they'd scored 13 runs against him in 9 1/3 innings and had an over 6 ERA in 7 career appearances against Frisco, but he's perfect gaming him through 4 innings tonight. Here's Cody Freeman in the first pitch. Freeman takes a letter high strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Freeman was 4-for-5 against him coming into today's game with a double and 2 homers. Both of the home runs that he saw, or that he hit, I should say, against Hill, were on curveballs. The 0-1, fastball, outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-2, and he said before the game, I'm going to be sitting fastball, and there he just took two fastballs for strikes. 3-0, Riders trail. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hill with the 0-2. And that dips low of the zone. Missing on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Hill had come into this game allowing a ton of hits, so the fact that he hasn't allowed a hit is a pretty big story. Opponents are hitting .342 against him. 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up left side of the infield. The third baseman, Melendez, called off by Cintron. Now Melendez under it again, and he's there to make the catch in foul ground. One away here in the fifth inning, and Josh Hatcher climbs to the plate. If you're watching on MLB TV, you see Steven Jennings with Florencio Serrano looking on. It's Jennings warming up in the bullpen down the left field line. Ben Anderson, pitch count isn't astronomically high, but he's had to work through a few tough innings. First offering is in there for a strike to Hatcher on the curveball elevated at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Anderson working on 80 pitches, so it could be one of those things where he comes back out and Jennings might be in there for precaution. The pick. Hatcher swings and fouls it back into DeRozio's glove. It's 0-2. What Hill has done tonight, better than anything, is get ahead and stay ahead with a ton of strikes. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires into Hatcher. Swinging a drive out to center field, sending Vukovic back, and he's into a back pedal there to make the catch. Hatcher hammered that baseball at 108 miles an hour exit velocity, but right at A.J. Vukovic. And here's Max Acosta with two down now in the fifth inning. It's gone 14 up, 14 down for Jamison Hill. Hill has thrown 49 pitches tonight. He's at a 73% strike rate, which is very good. Right-hander deals home. Fastball in there for a strike at the bottom of the zone inside corner. It's 0-1. Acosta bounced out to second in the second inning after going 3-for-5 with a homer yesterday. And the Riders 11-2 win. 0-1. Breaking ball. Hot grounder to third. Melendez down to a knee to field to his left. He's up. Throws onto first, and Beatty just kept his foot on the bag. Acosta retired for the final out here in the fifth inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for Jamison Hill. He's gone 15 up, 15 down, and we go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 3-0. Sod Poodles lead the Rough Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
New set of cleats on the mound for the Riders. It's Steven Jennings taking over for Frisco on the hill. Ben Anderson is done after his five innings in his start. He allows three runs, all earned on five hits. Struck out seven and did not walk a batter. All in all, not a bad start for Ben Anderson, but the Rough Riders haven't helped him out on offense. First pitch to bat Beatty is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders being perfect game so far through five innings. Jennings pitch. There's that good slider on the outside edge, upper part of the zone for a strike. Count horizons and one ball and one strike. Well, the Rough Riders down 3-0, and Steven Jennings coming in for what is probably short relief. 1-1, drilled in the air to center, right at Strom, backing up a couple steps, freezes, makes the chest-high catch. Line out for Matt Beatty to center field, and here's Tim Tawa, who's 2-for-2 with a homer and a single. 3-0 Amarillo. Jennings is 25 years old and a guy who has filled in a lot of different roles for the Rough Riders. He's done them all just about as well as you could possibly hope for. He's been the long relief guy. He's been high leverage guy. He's been short relief guy. Here's the stretch in the pitch. That's low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Someone who used to be a starter both in high school and at the beginning of his minor league career, though he hasn't made a start since 2021. He brings in the 1-0. Swinging a hard liner that scoots into left field. It's a base hit for Tawa, and he's 3-for-3 today. A one-out base runner in the top of the sixth inning for Amarillo. Caleb Roberts stands in now. He's 0-for-2. Sixth hit for the Sod Poodles. Jennings said that he likes doing the long relief. He says, when I have a long relief outing and then I come out and throw an inning, it feels like I didn't do anything at all. Said his starter background really helps with that, making sure that a long relief outing is doable for him. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a good slider down and in, and it's 0-1. He said that slider is his best pitch. He's gone 3 1/3 innings before for the Rough Riders. That was against San Antonio on the road. 0-1. Outside corner, that one a changeup, and it's 0-2. He's coming off an outing against Corpus Christi his last time out, in which he went 3 innings. His last 3 starts, all in the month of May, have all been scoreless, or excuse me, all in the month of June, have all been scoreless. 3 1/3, 2 innings, 3 innings. 0-2 to Roberts. Outside, 1 ball and 2 strikes. So why do we say that this one will probably be a short relief outing? Well, he might go a couple innings, but the Rough Riders' bullpen is in pretty good shape right now. They have a bunch of guys who haven't thrown in a little bit. Jennings hasn't thrown in 3 days. He readies and brings it. That's low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Roberts. While Reed Burlingmeyer hasn't thrown in 4 days. Ricky DeVito hasn't thrown in 5 days, and Robbie Ahlstrom also hasn't thrown in 3 days. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander looks in, deals in the 2-2. Actually, a throw over to first right before that, not in time. And boy, has this Rough Riders bullpen been phenomenal for Frisco. Over the last 3 series that the Rough Riders have had, including this one, Frisco, out of the bullpen, does not have a loss, meaning they have not blown a game. The pitch. Swinging a high pop-up on the left side of the infield, drifting out into shallow left. Acosta calls everyone off and makes the catch. Rough Riders shortstop putting it away for the second out on Roberts. And here's A.J. Vukovic now. Runner at first, 2 down. 3-0 Amarillo, top of the sixth inning. The Riders are 5-0 out of the bullpen over their last three series. They've had an under two ERA, so an ERA in the ones, in every single series. Here's the stretch, and the first pitch to Vukovic. He takes low and outside. It's 1-1, no strikes, and the bullpen has done some pretty good heavy lifting during that stretch as well. Thrown 37 in a third innings over the last 3 weeks to the tune of a 2.41 ERA. Throw goes over to first base, not in time. Excuse me, actually, it's any more than that. I have a tough time doing math, apparently. It's 57 a third innings to the tune of a 1.56 ERA. The pitch misses down in the dirt to Vukovic. It's 2 balls and no strikes on the center fielder. Rough Riders bullpen has a 1.31 ERA in the month of June. This month of June has been fantastic. The Riders are first in wins, first in ERA. It's crazy to think how consistent Frisco has been this season at winning baseball games. 2-0. Fouled back this way. It's 2 balls and 1 strike now in the center fielder with a runner at first and 2 down in this top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders had the second best record in the Texas League in April, the best record in May, and now the best record in June. Best record in all of AA coming in to this one at 39-20. 2-1. Low and outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. And even though they trail 3-0 today, still in a really good spot to clinch a postseason berth in the first half for the first time since 2014 in franchise history. 3 balls and 1 strike. Jennings offers. Swing and a miss. There's that good slider on the lower edge outside corner. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings says that slider has been his best pitch over his last 3 years, ever since switching to that slider as his main secondary offering. He threw a curveball when he was first drafted by the Pirates. Payoff in, runner goes, swinging a foul off Johnson back behind home. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Three nothing, Amarillo leads it. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Vukovic, closed off stance. He steps down the third base line when he takes his stride. The 3-2 again. Bouncer up the middle. Acosta's got it at short. And he slings it sidearm onto first base to retire Vukovic and close the side as well. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Nice inning for Steven Jennings. We move to the sixth. The Rough Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Rough Rough Riders take their hacks against Jamison Hill in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's the bottom third of the order due up on this thirsty Thursday at Rowdy at the River. Happy to have you here in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Riders need a hit. Jamison Hill has been back in a rocking chair on the mound tonight. First pitch, Ortiz ripping a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Hill, 51 pitches through 5 shutout, no hit, perfect innings. 15 up, 15 down. 0-1. Swinging a soft roller off the end of the bat, squibbing up the third baseline, and just foul. Oh, man. And that wasn't foul by much. It was a bouncer up the line. It looked like it might have had a chance to go over the third base bag. It was close, but Kyle Stutz called it foul. It's 0-2.
Yeah, it's a better vantage point that Kyle Stutz has there on the line. From this angle, it certainly looked, it was started inside the bag, obviously. It was twisting towards that way, and it really looked like it went right over the heart of the bag, but that's a tough call to make. And Abby Ortiz would have loved to break up this perfect game.
So it's 0-2 instead. And the right-hander's first pitch, or excuse me, the 0-2, is fouled back. And it's still no balls and two strikes. That's a tough way to break up a perfect game, though. A little squibber down the third baseline.
That's the game of baseball, though.
Boy, is it unfair.
Unforgiving, that's for sure.
No doubt. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, got him. Went with the breaking ball down in the dirt. D'Orazio blocks, steps out in front of home, and retires him to complete the strikeout. Ortiz, the sixth strikeout victim for Jamison Hill. One away in the sixth inning, and here's Freiner Chavez. Three nothing, Riders trail. Chavez struck out back in the third. Here's the stretch of the pitch. That's high. One ball and no strikes. That's the scary thing is that Hill is in really good shape with his pitch count. He's not going anywhere. 1-0. That's down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Tough thing in the minor leagues nowadays is you don't see pitchers going much more than 90 pitches in a start. So obviously you hope from the Rough Riders' perspective, they're able to break it up. But if he does happen to continue it, 2-0. Curveball for a strike over the heart of the plate. It's two balls and one strike. How long is his leash? How many pitches is he allowed to throw over the course of his start?
You know, there's certain exceptions that they'll make.
Pitch is high, and it's three balls and one strike. His season high this year is 99 pitches. Three and one. The offering. Inside, ball four. Perfect game over. The Rough Riders get their first base runner here in the sixth inning. And I'm sure a lot of that round of applause is for Jamison Hill as well. The Rough Riders fans. There's Cooper Johnson. Perfect game gone. Let's get the no-hitter gone now. 3-0, Riders trail in the sixth. The pinch. Johnson drills it. High and deep to left. Oh, yeah, it's gone. Cooper Johnson breaks up the no-hitter in a big, big way. His fifth home run of the season, and the Riders are within one run. It's 3-2.
What a swing. Turned on a pitch, in on his hands. 106. It went 428 feet. Oh, boy. Cooper Johnson providing a spark for this offense.
Well, that's a way to break it up. You're trailing 3-0. Walk, homer. kind of feel it.
Certainly so.
You could feel it happening. There's Kellen Strom now, first pitch. Swinging a chopper to the right side. Tim Tawa up with it. The second baseman tosses to first and gets him. And there are two outs here in the sixth inning. I want to extend a happy birthday to Kellen Strom's girlfriend, Karina, who's in attendance today. Happy birthday to her. He is 0-for-3 today after that ground out, and now Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. It's 3-2. Amarillo out in front. Two-run homer, Cooper Johnson. Hicks, left-handed batter. And home run was the 10th that Hill had allowed this year. The pitch. Curveball high, one ball, no strikes. It's one of the worst in the Texas League. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch to Hicks now. He takes one at the top of the zone for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike right at the very top of the zone. One-one. Down and in. Two balls and one strike on Hicks, who entered into this game 3-for-6 in the series with three walks. He's been swinging a really hot bat lately for the Riders. His last 25 games hitting .373. 2-1. Check swing, and it is just low, but he went around the check swing, and it's two balls and two strikes now. Hicks is also hitting .413 in his last 13 games, with an over .500 on base percentage. Hill's 2-2. Hicks fouls it away back behind home. It's two balls and two strikes still. The Riders now trailing by one near the bottom of the sixth inning. And scoreboard watching, Midland trailing Wichita 4-3 in the fifth. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Ground ball foul, first base side. Still two balls, two strikes. So the Riders, if they do have a come-from-behind win in this one, and Wichita falls, that magic number down to four. And you have a chance to clinch this weekend if all goes well. But still a lot of baseball to be played in both games. 2-2 offering to Hicks. Swinging a bouncing ball foul to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Two-two. Chopper up the first baseline. Again, it's foul. Four consecutive foul balls from Hicksy. The DH today. Things have been a little tough for him this season when he's been DHing. He's been incredible as a catcher. And that homer for Cooper Johnson just adds to the catcher numbers for the Riders. They have the best offensive catchers in the Texas League by numbers. 2-2. He swings and drills it high and deep down the right field line. Robinson at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. We are tied in the sixth inning. A two-homer frame for the Riders, and Liam Hicks. It's his second off of Jamison Hill this season, his fourth of the year, and just sneaking it down that right field line for a solo jam. Boy, Christian Robinson came within inches of stealing that one away, leaping over the wall down the right field line, and Liam Hicks goes large. 98 miles an hour off the bat, 337 feet the pitch. That one misses high. One ball and no strikes. So 337 feet. It's 335 down the line. Just had enough. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss. right by Zavala, and it's 1-1. So the Rough Riders have two hits now against Jamison Hill. They both left the yard, and we are tied at 3. The 1-1. That's outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. What a ball game this has turned out to be. Hill ready from the stretch. 2-1. Line shot out to left field, right at Graham. He's there to make the head-high catch, inning over, but damage done. 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 2-run homer, Cooper Johnson. Solo shot, Liam Hicks. The catcher room going crazy for the Riders. We're tied at 3 to the top of the 7th, where Luke Maley takes over on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
How about that? A brand new ball game here from Riders Field. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. Steven Jennings is back on the hill in a tied 3-3 affair. The Rough Riders only 2 hits against Jamison Hill. A 2-run blast by Cooper Johnson and a game-tying solo shot by Liam Hicks. Here's Ivan Melendez to lead things off. And the first pitch from Jennings is up and in. Some chin music. Melendez had to spin out of the way of it. Baseball is a cruel game for Jamison Hill. Perfect through 5. A tough 6. This is one hit high in the shallow left field. Zavala coming in. And he reaches skyward to make the grab. Jennings sits down Ivan Melendez. Rough Riders, 3 runs on 2 hits. Nobody stranded tonight. For Amarillo, it's 3 runs on 6 hits. Also 2 homers. Here's Kevin Graham. He hits the first pitch up in the air. A little twist out of play. Find its way into the seats here. Mentioned throughout this broadcast that the magic number sits at 6 for the Rough Riders. Right-hander kicks and fires, and he misses up and away with a changeup. 1-1 count on the left-handed hitting left fielder. Best-case scenario, that number drops to 4 with the Riders win and a Midland loss. Pitch, swinging a tapper right side. Foul territory, 1-2. Midland in the bottom of the 6th. They're the visiting team. Trail the Wichita Wind Search by a score of 4-3. Riders locked in a 3-3 tie here with Amarillo. The 1-2. Swing, and he just caught a piece of it. Fastball elevated, and Graham sent it back to the screen. 1-2. Graham is 0-2 tonight with a flyout and a strikeout. Behind 1-2 here. The pitch.
skips in, blocked by Johnson, and Graham works the count to even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kevin Graham burst onto the scene early in the year, since come down to earth just a little bit. He has hit safely in 4 of his last 5 games after an 0-for-18 stretch, but you have to go back 12 games for his last extra base hit. Taps this one out in front of the plate. Jennings hops off the mound. A barehanded throw to first is in time, two gone. Jennings had to quickly pop off the hill. Elected to just grab it with his bare hand and delivered a strike to Ortiz. 2 up, 2 down for Steven Jennings here in the top of the 7th. Ben Anderson went 5 innings, surrendering 3 runs, all those coming on 2 homers. The pitch. D'Orazio shoots it out of play. Amarillo catcher lined out in the 2nd inning. He struck out his last time up. And Amarillo, Hodgetown's a very hitter-friendly ballpark. The pitch, swing and a miss. Jennings got him to chase a devastating slider. 0-2. But Hodgetown is a very hitter-friendly ballpark, especially in terms of power numbers. But J.J. D'Orazio has been substantially better at home than he has on the road. Coming into tonight, a 155 road average, and he's 0-for-2 with a line out and a strikeout. Jennings would love a K here, and he gets it. A wave and a miss on a pitch down and away. Another slider. It's a 1-2-3, top of the 7th for Steven Jennings. He caps it off with a strikeout of J.J. D'Orazio. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Riders due up in the bottom of the 7th, coming off a 3-run 6th inning when we come back in a 3-3 game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jameson Hill's day is over after a 3-run bottom of the 6th inning. Cody Freeman will be the first to bat against the new arm, a right-hander in Francisco Morales. Morales making his 2nd appearance as an Amarillo Sod Poodle this year. He started the year and spent the majority of his time this season at the AAA level with Reno. Overall, he's 2-4 with an 8.34 ERA in 20 appearances. But his lone outing for the Sod Poodles came on June 8th against the Tulsa Drillers. He tossed 2 one-hit innings. The pitch. Freeman takes a called strike, and we'll work in some trivia for you here in the 7th inning. We always tie it into this day in baseball history. Morales readies. The 0-1 to Freeman. Checked his swing. They say he didn't offer. 1-1. Back in 2003, on June 13th, Roger Clemens finally joined the Elite 300 Wins Club as a pitcher. Zach, we're not going to go that route, so hang tight. Righty kicks and delivers. Another check swing by Freeman, and they say he went around 1-2.
Christy Mathewson.
There you go. That's the answer. No rest of the question. We're not going to visit the players in the 300 wins club. There's 24 of them. But we're going to look at maybe some potential suitors for that club.
Oh, okay.
Freeman waits the 1-2, and he takes just missed downstairs. 2-2. So, Zach, we're going to see how many of the top five active leaders in wins that you can name.
Okay. That's should be pretty easy, hopefully.
The pitch. Swing and a tapper on the ground. The shortstop, Cintron, has it. He fires across the diamond in time. One gone.
Okay, so the obvious Justin Verlander.
Justin Verlander is one with 260.
Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer is two with 214.
Clayton Kershaw.
Kershaw is three with 210.
This is where it gets a little bit more interesting.
This is where it gets interesting.
Now, Zach Greinke is technically not active anymore.
He is not.
Okay.
Neither is Adam Wainwright.
Or Cole Hamels.
The pitch. Hatcher sends it back to the screen. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball.
Or Bartolo Colon. All would be right in that conversation, I'm sure.
I know that Wainwright would slot in on this list at 4 with 200.
Okay.
Righty kicks and delivers. Hatcher takes downstairs. Ball one. He's even at 1-1.
Is there a former Rough Rider on this list?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
If so, the trivia has flipped its head onto me then. Bouncing ball right side. Tawa has it and delivers to first. Two up, two down for Francisco Morales.
Kyle Hendricks.
Hendricks does not make
the game. That's the former effort.
He is 18 on the list.
Oh, that's a bad guess. Okay. Chris Sale.
He just misses the cut. He's 8. The pitch to Acosta is chopped on the ground, left side, but in foul ground. 0-1.
Not enough innings. Not enough games.
128 wins for Sale.
What about Charlie Morton?
He is 7. 133. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Acosta behind 0-2.
Is James Shields still pitching?
I don't believe he is.
Okay.
No, he is not.
Neither is Madison Bumgarner.
No. Oh, 2 to Acosta. Checked his swing. They appeal down to first, where Chris Presley Murphy says, no, he did not. 1-2. I'll give you a little hint if you want one.
Okay.
The player that's fourth on the list has been involved in some trivia as of late. The pitch home. Skips in, well outside, and Acosta works it to even at 2-2.
As of late, meaning the last two games?
Sure. Morales Rennies, the 2-2. Missed up and in. And 0-2 to 3-2.
Garrett Cole
with 145. The player in fifth is one win behind him with 144.
Okay, what's the hint there?
That one gets away. It's ball four, and Acosta will trot down to first base. We'll give you that there's some ties to the Rangers here. Not known as a Rangers pitcher.
Lance Lynn?
No. Lance Lynn is sixth, by the way.
Okay.
So you've split that. You've got 6, 7, and 8 now. Not known as a pitcher for the Rangers, but a very big name.
But he did pitch for the Rangers. He's just not known, is it?
Technically, he has not pitched for the Rangers. Bouncing ball towards the second baseman, Tawa. He delivers to first. Inning over. Vimalek Ortiz retired. So for Francisco Morales works around the two-out walk. No runs on no hits, no errors, one left stranded. We head to the eighth, tied at three on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the eighth inning, a new arm on the hill for the Rough Riders. It is number 22, Ricky DeVito. We continue our trivia here. Zach has named the top four, as well as 6, 7, and 8 of the top five active wins leaders in Major League Baseball. We left it with five, saying a player with ties to the Rangers, but hasn't pitched for the Rangers before. I'll give you a further hint in that growing up, about high school ages, how about that? I was a big fan of this player. It'll make sense. Push bunt from Robinson, and it's right to the first baseman Ortiz. A race to the bag, and Robinson made it close, but Ortiz gets him by a step.
Danny Duffy?
Not Danny Duffy.
Okay.
No, not Danny Duffy. I do like that, though. I do like it. Love some Danny Duffy.
I was like, I know you were a big fan of Danny Duffy in high school.
Love Danny Duffy.
We love Danny Duffy here. He's truly one of the best guys I've ever met.
Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome.
So he's a Royal.
At one time was a Royal. The pitch. Misses just a bit inside to the leadoff hitting Cintron. Split in a multitude of different teams, but DeVito kicks and fires. This one hit off to the right side.
Johnny Cueto.
Yeah. See, ties to the Rangers. Hasn't quite pitched for the Rangers.
Okay.
So there's your top five. Verlander, Scherzer, Kershaw, Cole, and Cueto. Zach got Lynn at 6, Morton at 7, Sale at 8. Keep going down the list. Carlos Carrasco at 9.
Oh, I don't think I would have gotten Cookie.
10 is Kyle Gibson.
Oh, former Ranger.
Tapped on the ground, left side. Deep throw for Freeman, and he hits it on a bounce. Good looking play from the Riders' third baseman, and there are two gone for Ricky DeVito here in the eighth.
That's a difficult play that Freeman makes look so easy. He knows that he doesn't have the arm to take his time there, so he got rid of it really quickly in a bounce throw. He does that purposefully. Bounces it across, makes it an easy long hop right to Ortiz, and perfect play.
That thing hopped up right at Ortiz's chest. That's making it easy to dig for your first baseman. Here's Matt Beatty, who's homered in this one. The pitch runs up and away from DeVito. They've got a pull side shift on for him. There's quite a few ties to the Rangers in this list. Yu Darvish is at 12.
That surprises me that he's that low.
107 as the pitch misses down and away. 80 in control, 2 and out.
Feels like he's been in the league as long as I've been alive.
Crazy to me, there's only 14 players in Major League Baseball that have reached the 100-win mark. Pitch down and in that time, and it's 3-0. Dallas Keuchel is the lowest on the list with at least 100 wins, 103. Sonny Gray, 106, just above him. Beatty watches, called a strike. Fastball at 96, just caught the outer edge. 3-1. Still tied at 3. Rough Riders just 2 hits, but 3 runs to show for it. And DeVito lost him. Walks Matt Beatty with 2 outs. Here's Tim Tower, who's had a tremendous day. He's 3-for-3 with a 2-run homer in this one, his second homer of the series. 3-hit night for Tim Tower. Marks the 7th 3-hit game for him this season. Still some work to do if he wants to tie or pass his career high of 5 hits. DeVito readies, and the pitch home. Time was called, rather a pitch clock violation on DeVito. It'll be 1-0. Tawa stepped out as the pitch was being thrown. It was that pitch clock violation. That 5-hit game for Tim Tawa came back in 2021. Righty kicks and delivers. Heater at 96, called a strike. 1-1. That was back on August 27th. 2021, when Tawa was in single A with Visalia. Pitch home. Called a strike. And DeVito ahead, 1-2 on Tim Tawa. It's gone homer, single, single. For the Amarillo second baseman here tonight. Trying to extend this inning and give Amarillo a chance to take the lead back. They led 3-0 from the third inning on. The bottom of the sixth brought 3 for the Riders. Is an impressive dig by Cooper Johnson on a pitch that skipped in the other batter's box, opposite of the right-handed hitting Tawa. DeVito readies. Set at the chest. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He got it. DeVito tosses a scoreless 8th. He caps it off with his first strikeout of the outing. No runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 stranded. It was a 2-out walk to Matt Beatty. We head to the bottom of the 8th. Riders due up in a tied 3-3 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the 8th inning from Riders Field. 3. Riders had a 3-run bottom of the 6th that tied things up at 3 apiece. Here's Franier Chavez to face Morales for the first down. Righty kicks and delivers, and he misses up and away with a fastball. 1-0 in favor of Chavi. Chavez a strikeout and a walk tonight. He scored. He became the first base runner to reach against Hill. And he rips this one to right. Down for a hit. Chavez digging. He'll make a wide turn at first, and he's headed for second. Robinson's throw. Not in time. A lead-off double for Franier Chavez. And the Riders have the go-ahead run at second base with nobody out here in the bottom of the 8th. And Cooper Johnson will step in. He played hero earlier in this ballgame. Belted a deep 2-run homer for the Riders' first hit. That hit for Chavi snaps an 0-for-11 streak and gives the Riders their third hit of the night. Here's Cooper Johnson. He squares to bunt. He pulls back, called a strike. Just caught the bottom of the zone. How about that? Franier Chavez stands at second base representing the go-ahead run.
I know he's in the 9 spot, but how often do you see a guy with a homer earlier in the game square around him for a sack bunt?
Yeah. Playing some small ball. We'll see if he squares again. He does. Here's the 0-1 from Morales. Johnson pulls back, and it misses well downstairs. Pulls even at 1-1.
Not saying that's not the right call. I think that is. With your 9-hole hitter and your top of your order due up, get a guy to third base with only one out.
Top of the card due up in Kellen Strom. If you could get Chavi over to third, you'd be in really good shape. Corners are in. Johnson squares to bunt. Barrel behind his eyes, and Morales goes to second. No throw.
Now, if you're Cooper Johnson, you want to put this down the third base line and make Ivan Melendez field it. You want to vacate third base and not give an opportunity for anybody to try and throw out Chavez at third.
Exactly right. Johnson squares. The 1-1. He pulls back. Ball 2. Fastball missed downstairs. All 3 pitches have been at the bottom of the zone or below. So often for pitchers, they love to try to elevate pitches. And guys squared a bunt. Just that motion of them having to pull up, maybe induce a pop-up.
Guys are squatted down so much usually with a bunt, they don't think to raise their legs up. They think to raise that barrel up.
That's exactly right. Chavi dances at second base. Morales looks. And there's the pop-up, but it'll work its way into the seats. Now Johnson likely going to be tasked with swinging away in a 2-2 count.
Or you could throw a breaking ball 6 inches inside and hope you hit the barrel. That works too.
There was the elevated pitch, but I don't think that part was intentional. Morales peers in. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. Johnson down on strikes. Couldn't get the bunt down. So Chavi stays put at second base with one gone. Top of the order, it's Francisco Morales.
Obviously that hurts not getting the bunt down, but you still feel good with Strom at the plate with the runner still at second. It's not like they were trying to get him into scoring position.
That's exactly right. Here's Kellen Strom. 0-for-3 today. The first pitch from Morales, he takes. Just missed a bit down. 1-0. Strom has safely hit in 8 of 9 games in the month, but he's 0-for-3 today. Had 3 hits last night. Would love to give the Riders their first lead of this contest. Morales looks to second. No throw again. Just keeping Chavez honest there at second base.
And Amarillo just brought their outfield in just slightly, trying to cut down that run at the plate. Vukovic took about 5 or 6 steps in from center.
That's a good catch. The 1-0. Strom checks his swing, and it misses in essentially the same location, just barely. A bit downstairs. 2-0 in favor of the right-handed hitting center fielder. Liam Hicks, who homered his last time up, stands on deck. Pitch home.
skips in, gloved by D'Orazio, and that keeps Chavi at second base. Pastrana had 3-0, and with first base open, Morales certainly doesn't want to throw a cookie down the middle of the zone to a hitter that he certainly respects. Strom in control. 3-0. Here's the pitch. Take all the way for Kellen. He began to toss his bat, but fastball caught the outer third. Certainly in there. Strom tried to sell it. The 3-1. Missed way outside. Ball four. First and second now for the Riders as Liam Hicks digs in. This has been an offense that really all the way through, you can say there's a lot of guys you're confident with at the plate, but right now, maybe Liam Hicks is the guy you'd love to have in this scenario.
Homer is last time up. He's 4-for-7 in this series, hitting over 400 in the last 2 weeks. No doubt, this is a guy you like in this kind of scenario. And the Rough Riders have been really good in these kind of situations late and close. They have the highest batting average in a late close situation in the Texas League. And they've had 6 game-winning RBIs in the 8th inning or later this season. The last one was from Liam Hicks earlier this month at San Antonio. And so the Riders would love to add another one to that list.
Nearly identical lines tonight for both teams. For Amarillo, it is 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 3 left aboard the base paths. For the Riders, 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base.
And boy, have those 3 hits counted. You have 2 homers and a double.
2 homers as well tonight for the Sun Group.
Yeah. That's right. All 6 runs have come from the long ball.
Crazy stuff. Hicks wouldn't mind a long ball here, but a simple base hit would do as well. First pitch to the DH. He takes, called a strike. Fastball looked like it missed a bit off the plate. 93, but he got the call from Jack Wasson. 0-1, righty on lefty matchup. Morales kicks and delivers. This one hit well into deep center field. Back goes Vukovic. He's at the track and makes the grab. Chavi will tag. He goes to third. Hicks hit it hard. Oh, and now Strom's going to head for second. Strom's going to walk into second base. Heads up, base running. Cintron at shortstop popped the baseball. Chavi started to dance over there at third base, and he never threw it in. And by the time that he did, he just lobbed it into the catcher, D'Orazio. And Strom darted for second base.
That's a great heads-up veteran play from Kellen Strom. And he didn't initially tag on that fly ball to center. You could tell he was kicking himself for it a little bit. And so he kept his eyes up. Chavi dancing, as you mentioned, who when he tagged, rounded third base. And a great play.
Well, here's Aaron Zavala, a chance with 2 in scoring position. The first pitch to him, wave and a miss. For Aaron Zavala, what could a base hit to give the Riders the lead do for his confidence? He's in the midst of an 0-for-14 stretch in which he struck out 7 times. Would love to break out of the slump here. 0-1 from Morales. Taken. Just missed downstairs. Zavala even at 1-1. It's 0-for-3 with a flyout, a strikeout, and another flyout. Rather a lineout his last time up. The 1-1 from Morales. Way outside. Fastball at 95. 2-1 advantage for the Rough Riders. Left fielder today. Zavala does have 27 RBI on the year. 3 homers to his name. The 2-1. Taken. It's 3-1. Missed way outside again. Morales at risk of loading the bases for Cody Freeman. Zavala can be selective here. First base open, runners at second and third. The pitch, missed downstairs, and the sacks are full. Morales has run into some trouble here in the bottom of the eighth. There is action going on in that bullpen down the right field line. Jake Rice begins to loosen. We've had a mound visit already for Francisco Morales. Base is loaded for Cody Freeman. Locked at three. The first pitch. Called a strike. 95. And Freeman didn't think it was in the zone. And he's got an argument to be made. Base is loaded. Courtesy of a leadoff double and a pair of walks. Two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Locked 3-3. Freeman digs back in the box. He's behind 0-1. He's played hero against Amarillo plenty of times this year. The 0-1. Taken, missed downstairs.
And with the exception of Josh Hatcher head-to-head against Amarillo, this is the guy you want. And Hatcher's on deck.
Certainly so. Morales has his sign. Set at the belt. The 1-1. Taken, caught the outer edge. 1-2. Freeman's got to shorten up. Riders have only left one stranded tonight. They have the bases loaded. 1-2 to Freeman. Swinging a line drive into left. The base hit. Chavi will score. Strom getting a wave around third. He'll score. Zavala at third, going to slide in safely. It's a two-run base hit for Cody Freeman, and the Riders have come storming back. It's 5-3 Frisco. Oh, baby, Cody Freeman. He does it again.
What a great piece of hitting with two strikes. A ball on the inside corner. He brought his hands in, got the barrel to it, and just lined it hard into left field. And great base running as well by Zavala to get into third, and that does it for Francisco Morales.
What a swing by Cody Freeman. That'll be it for Morales. The Riders lead it 5-3. They still have runners at the corners with two gone. We'll step aside. Riders leading 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher will dig in against the new arm. It's the left-hander in Jake Rice, making his 19th appearance of the year. He's 2-1 with a 3.62 ERA. He inherits runners at the corners, and Josh Hatcher at the dish. He goes after the first pitch, a bouncing ball right at the second baseman, Tawa. That'll end the frame, but the Riders have their first lead, courtesy of a two-run base hit by Cody Freeman. The Riders get two runs on two hits, no errors, and two stranded in the frame. We head to the top of the ninth. Riders looking to close it out. 5-3 advantage for Frisco. When we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us down the stretch.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, here we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Riders taking the lead in the bottom of the eighth, 5-3, and Ricky DeVito in line for the win is back out there in the ninth. It's Caleb Roberts, A.J. Vukovich, Ivan Melendez, 3, 4, and 5 due up. First pitch. Down and in, 1-0 on the fastball. Roberts saying he got hit on the shin. And home plate umpire Jack Wasson saying no. And Roberts calling time now. And here comes the third base coach and manager, Tim Bogar. I'm not really sure that looked very close to hitting him in the shin, though he said he got hit. Bogar talking about it. Put a base runner aboard here in the ninth inning. The Riders trailed this game at 1.3-0 and were being perfect gamed into the sixth inning. Rainier Chavez walked. Cooper Johnson hit a two-run homer. Liam Hicks tied the game at 3 with a solo homer later in the inning. The pitch, a chopper foul. That one definitely hit him. It hit off his own foot. And it goes back to the hill. One ball and one strike. He's going to be okay, walking it off on the right side of home plate. Riders then took the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning on the two-run Cody Freeman single. Oh, man, looking at the replay, got him right off the top of the foot. That one can't hurt or can't feel good at all. 1-1. That one's high and inside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike in the 97-mile-an-hour fastball from DeVito. Struck out 1 in a scoreless eighth inning. Third pitcher for the Riders today. 2-1. Up and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. Just missing. Fans are into it here. 4,540 at Riders Field. DeVito ready, and the right-hander, the 3-1 pitch on the way. Strike on the outside corner. Got him with a backdoor fastball. Outside corner, 3-2. Pull side shift on the infield for the Riders. DeVito, the 3-2. Swinging a soft bouncer up the first baseline. It's a foul ball. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. So the Riders with this come from behind game, if they win it, they would go to a magic number of 5. Wichita leading Midland 5-4 in the top of the eighth inning. And if that game goes final with that score, the Rough Riders would see their magic number go to 4. Payoff pitch. High and away. Ball 4. DeVito walks Roberts to start this ninth inning. And A.J. Vukovich bats. Rough Riders leading 5-3. Vukovich 0-3 today following a 5-for-9 start to this series. This has been a really good ball game. DeVito readies and deals home. Up and in with the fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. That's been the biggest mark against Ricky DeVito this season, has been his inability to consistently throw strikes. 18 and two-thirds innings, 20 walks coming in to this appearance today. The pitch is hit in the air onto center field, pushing Strom back a couple steps, backpedaling. He's under it. He makes the grab. One away here in the ninth inning. And Ivan Melendez, the batter now. Though 18 and two-thirds innings, 28 strikeouts for DeVito. His stuff is absolutely disgusting. Just looking for more consistent strikes out of him. Melendez doubled in the second. He's 1-for-3. DeVito pitches. Breaking ball is high and inside, and Melendez ducks out of the way of it. It's one ball and no strikes. Right-hander readies. Long hold, the 1-0. Outside, two balls and no strikes. Riders and Sod Poodles will meet for Game 4 of this series tomorrow. We'll have first pitch at 7:05. Amarillo has yet to announce their starter, but Nick Krauth will go for the Rough Riders, 5-2 with a 5.14 ERA. 2-0. Melendez skies it into right center field, sending Hatcher back. Ball carrying at the warning track. He's there, and he makes the grab. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Hatcher having to go a long way right in front of the right field LED boards and able to catch it with two hands about a step and a half from the wall. So Melendez barely missed it. Here's Kevin Graham, the final hope for Amarillo tonight. Graham is 0-for-3. He's not the power threat that Melendez was. Just one homer this season. But Liam Hicks goes out, and the entire infield will chat as well for Frisco. Or excuse me, I said Liam Hicks. It's Cooper Johnson, the catcher.
Yeah, it's been an extra base list streak, so to speak, for Kevin Graham. 13 consecutive games he hasn't picked up an extra base hit. You got to go back to May 23rd, the last time he picked up a two-bagger. It was a double. But sometimes that's the guy you got to watch out for.
Left-handed batter, first pitch home. Down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Yep, his only hit, a single in this game, or excuse me, in this series. That was back in the fourth inning of yesterday's game. 1-0 on Graham is just outside. Two balls and no strikes. Fans wanted it called, but that one was well off the plate. Roberts at first. 2-0. Swinging a pop-up. Right side of the infield. Chavez is under it. He's there. Ball game over. Riders win it. 5-3. The magic number drops to 5, and it could drop as low as 4 later on tonight. What a ball game. Frisco trailed at 1 point by 3-0, and they come back to win it 5-3, the final here in Frisco. Oh, this was a fun one. Luke Maley will break it down for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at the ballpark, a 5-3 win for the Frisco Rough Riders. They improved to 40-20 on the year. Amarillo now 26-34. The Rough Riders will now turn their attention towards the Midland game. Their magic number has dropped to 5 with a win tonight, and they're now 3-0 in the series in this 6-game set. So at the very least, they've secured themselves a series split against the Sun Poodles. But they take this one 5-3. They were out-hit by Amarillo 6-4, with much of the offense coming on home runs. Rough Riders found themselves behind 2-0 early after Tim Tawa blasted his 12th homer of the year. Matt Beatty picked up his first homer as an Amarillo Sun Poodle in the third. It remained a 3-0 game as the Rough Riders were being perfect gamed by Jameson Hill all the way until the sixth inning. And with one out, Franier Chavez stepped to the plate. He worked a walk. And the next batter, Cooper Johnson, delivered the first hit for the Rough Riders. It was a monster home run to left field. A two-run shot that brought the Riders back within one run. And then one swing of the bat by Liam Hicks just a couple of batters later tied it on his fourth homer of the season. And then it came to the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth, Rough Riders had a leadoff double by Franier Chavez. Then got a one-out walk by Kellen Strom. And with two outs, Aaron Zavala worked a walk. Bases loaded, Cody Freeman came through. An RBI base hit that gave the Riders a 5-3 advantage. That's your final score. Ricky DeVito improves to 3-0 on the year. He gets the win. Francisco Morales charged with the loss. He drops to 1-1. The Riders sit at 40-20 on the year. Impressive stuff from Frisco. You look at the individual performers on the offensive side. Not a ton of offense to be had. Just four hits for the Riders. They belong to Liam Hicks, who homered. Cody Freeman, who had the two-run single in that eighth inning. Franier Chavez doubled in that eighth and came around to score on the base hit by Freeman. And then Cooper Johnson's two-run homer to start the hitting for the Rough Riders in that sixth inning provided the fourth hit. Just four hits for the Riders, but they win it 5-3. Ben Anderson got the start tonight. He went five innings of five-hit, three-run baseball, three of those runs coming on homers. Didn't issue any walks and did pick up seven strikeouts. Steven Jennings held down the fort for the Riders' pen, going two innings of one-hit scoreless ball with a strikeout. And then Ricky DeVito did the same. He earns the win going two innings of hitless baseball, did issue a pair of walks, but also grabbed a strikeout. Riders take it 5-3. They improved to 3-0 in the series and 40-20 on the year. We'll step aside and take a look ahead at tomorrow's matchup when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, a wonderful Thursday for baseball, and the Riders escape it winners. They improved to 40-20. The magic number drops to 5. As we look across the Texas League, Wichita has been leading Midland the majority of this game, but a two-run top of the eighth inning has propelled the Rockhounds in front of the Wind Surge. It's 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth, so still some time left in that one. Rough Riders will hope on a Midland loss that would drop the magic number to 4. But for the moment, it sits at 5 after a come-from-behind win for the Riders. Back at it tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It is Nick Krauth who gets the ball, and Krauth is 5-2 with a 5.14 ERA on the season. He has seen this Amarillo team a couple of times. Back the first time, he was the winning pitcher going 5 innings, allowing 4 earned runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, and he picked up 1 strikeout. But the last time that these two teams squared off with Nick Krauth on the hill, they got to him just a little bit. He took the loss on May 17th on the road at Hodgetown. He allowed 7 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings pitched. No 7 earned runs coming on 6 hits and 6 walks. While striking out 3, he did allow a pair of home runs, which those numbers are always inflated in that ballpark in Amarillo. But Nick Krauth gets the ball. He's coming off of a really, really good start. He's been great as of late. His last 3 starts, he's gone at least 6 innings in and hasn't allowed more than 2 earned runs. He's gotten better and better as the starts have gone on. The first one, 6 innings of 2-run baseball against Midland here at home, and then on the road at San Antonio, 7 innings of 1-run baseball. And his last time out, he went 6, 5-hit shutout frames in a win over the Corpus Christi Hooks. So Nick Krauth, who's been feeling it as of late, will get the ball tomorrow for the Riders against an unnamed starter for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. So it'll be Krauth getting the ball in Friday night's matchup. All sorts of fun stuff going on here at Riders Field. Tonight was UFO night. All the Thirsty Thursday Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Hope you made it out to the ballpark tonight. And if not, we'd love to see you tomorrow for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. And that a 7:05 first pitch. And then following that conclusion of the game, there'll be fireworks on the field powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch, it's Mutt Cuts night. The movie Dumb and Dumber turns 30 years old this year. So the Riders will have Mutt Cuts night with a Mutt Cuts van similar to the one used in Dumb and Dumber alongside a moped that will be on hand for a lot of fun. It's also a Saturday, so kids can run the bases post-game courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. And then round it out with Bark in the Park. With the purchase of an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. And then cap off the weekend on Sunday. It's Father's Day for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, a moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. There's some jazz going on throughout the game. It's also Kids Sunday Fun Day, so all sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts going on at the ballpark. And kids, come with your dads. Come out and play some catch on the outfield grass prior to the start of that game. And then you're going to want to stay through it, as if the Rough Riders, the way they've been playing baseball in this month, isn't enough to keep you around. After the game, you can enjoy Sunday summer fireworks powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. And don't forget, on your way through the gates, to grab yourselves an Evan the Kid Carter kids jersey. Lots of fun here tonight. Lots more to come over the next couple of days. The Riders
take game three of the series by a final score of 5-3. They have won four in a row, and that magic number has dwindled down to five. They'll pay attention to the Midland versus Wichita game that is headed to the ninth inning. Midland clinging to a 6-5 advantage, but for now the number sits at five for the Rough Riders. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us on this wonderful Thursday evening. The Riders get it done. Back in action tomorrow at 7:05. We hope to catch you here.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!